Bones is about a Viking warrior who lands with his companions on what's now the east coast of Yorkshire. And in the following battle, he's wounded and left for dead. And finally woken at night by the tide, with his ankle fractured and his head cracked. And he crawls to the trees at the edge of the beach and pronounces a charm to cure his lameness. And after the pain's eased off, he begins to journey inland. After a time, with no food and suffering from his wounds, he starts to hallucinate. First, he enters the ruins of a Roman city and imagines that it was built by giants. Then he comes face to face with Odin, the one-eyed, hooded god, god of warriors killed in battle, the god of the crossroads and of the corpse on the gallows. And then he becomes first the corpse and then Odin himself, hanging for 9 days and nights on the world tree and receiving the gift of writing. Then, on a hilltop in the Yorkshire Dales, he's stoned to death by terrified villagers, and his body is covered by a cairn. After several hundred years have gone by, his bones are taken away to be used by the local people for various practical purposes. And finally, in the middle of the present century, a young archaeologist gathers together the bones and puts them on display in a museum.
Lying in the bottom of the boat, marbled by the moon, I stare back fearless at the staring stars, daring them to fall. The silent wind has fisted up his strength into the bulging sail. Protect us from the serpent's slavering lips, Father of all. The greedy waves are gulping down their pride along the knotted prow. The gleam and coughs and hums a new-made tune. The soft notes rise and fall. Protect us from the cold blood of the sea, the black jaws of the storm. Protect us from the serpent's slavering lips, Father of all. We sailed into that well-white bay, beached the boat before the break of day. Waves slapped upon the silver shingle, the sky above was sea-gray. As we went up towards the hill, they stood against the gathering sky, silent before their meager temple, holding their swords and crosses high. We thought them only stupid farmers, but their shields were short and their arrows sharp. They hacked us down upon the beach and trampled on the gleeman's harp. The sun began to show his head. Over the hill came 50 more, drained bodies white as salt, lay scattered over the gushing shore. I needed blows from a bloodied blade, a body scored by glorious cuts. All I got was a crack on the head and a face full of someone else's guts. Gently sucking at my loins, lifting my legs in its feathery grip, hear the night sea raised and rouse me, remember the serpent's quivering lips. Coming first in the wakening, the pain in the ankle, the pain in the head, I am cursed to be left alive, alone among the teeming dead. Already the crow is doing his work, the sea worm sucks his crimson wine. I crawl upon my knees to where the driftwood and ash trees intertwine. To hell with a man who beat my head. To hell with a man who snapped my leg. Better to die in the warrior's field than to be a cripple and have to beg. Beneath a bush, beneath the trees, shod against the goblin's harm, I listen to my hissing voice, whispering a healing charm. Balder and Odin rode to the wood, where Balder's foe wrenched its foot. Then Odin did as well he knew how, as for bone wrench, so for blood wrench, so for limb wrench. Bone to bone, blood to blood, limbs to limbs as if they were glued. In the foot the pain is dulled, in the head the throbbing stilled. Body's torment ebbs away, and I take the path to the top of the hill. I limp among the toppled towers, the wind-wrecked works of long-dead giants, stones once laid by massive hands, scattered to dust upon the ground. Once a happy fellow staggered through the avenues and groves, raised his gold and jeweled cup up to the cold and turning stars. Among the vaults of the dark-eyed forest, the owl mocked the watchman's cry, who stirred with his stick the charcoal glow, and watched the sparks as they rode and fell. Bats hang from the ruined rafters, the cold toad throbs beneath the stone, where the giant builders lived, The fox and frog have made their home. Hooded at the crossroads, beneath the whistling gallows, one eye burning brightly, the curdling clouds behind him, with three hounds at his elbow, tethered to the gallows, he raised a hand up to the sky, two ravens flew to meet him, he pointed down towards the wood, two wolves came out to meet him. He reached out to the swinging corpse and clasped its skinny fingers. I felt around my own left hand the one-eyed fellow's fingers. I waved my hand to shake them off, but they clung to my palm like leeches. 9 days and nights the sun and moon were chased across the flickering sky, while I hung upon that windy tree, ripped and bloodied by Odin's blade, sacrificed to myself alone, the offering and receiver and I. Starving and parched, I squinted down past where the black roots disappeared. Then letting out a bellowing scream, I scrabbled down to grab the runes, with wisdom burning in my hands. I fell back faint upon the tree. I opened my eyes and I was alone. The one-eyed man and his dogs were gone. Only the corpse on the gallows hung, with popping eyes and bloated tongue. 9 days and nights the sun and moon were chased across the flickering sky, while I lay upon that windy hill, tired and torn from my journeying, no longer able to utter a word. There was no help from Balder's charm. Staring and parched, I squinted down to where the village lay below. I watched them living from dawn to dark. At times I heard their tiny voices driving their oxen across the river. The slow drops rise, the slow drops fall. Then at night the frost and fire, sometimes to the sound of a bell. One morning when I didn't care, a man rose up behind a bush, then letting out a bellowing scream, he scrabbled down to grab a stone. Others joined him, 1, 2, 3. There was a stone for every fist. I never thought to die this way. Buried beneath a heap of stones, rattled by worm's kiss, rotted by dew, rain-wrecked, rat-wrecked, nudged by the mole, down the dark valley and over the boiling bridge, to fall among the squabbling dead, till the days of fire and the days of flood, never to stand before the open door of Odin's hall. There were two ravens sat on a tree. They were as black could be. And one of them to the other did say, "Where shall we go and dine the day?" Upon the top of yonder hill, there lies a warrior newly killed. Brother Beetle explores his nose, and Brother Worm, he tickles his toes. He left his home far over the sea, only to die in a far country. He left his home far over the main, never to see that home again. Oh, I'll sit on his furrowed brow and pick his eyes to jewel my crown, and with a lock of the Northman's hair I'll weave a cloak a king might wear. The teeth that hang where he once smiled will make a necklace for my child, and from the heart that beats so wild a pretty ball for my young child. But while we talk of finer things, let's not forget what else he brings. He is a fine and fleshy beast, a joy to eat, a tasty feast. They flew to pick the dead man's bones. All they found was a pile of stones. What did you find beneath the stones? What did you find beneath the stones? We found the bones of a soldier bold who died long ago in the days of old. How do you know that this is so? Did you find his sword? Did you find his bow? We found no bow, we found no sword, but he was a soldier, take our word. If he was a soldier, give me proof. Give us a penny, we'll tell you the truth. Here is a penny, now tell me how. He wore a helmet upon his brow, a boar's head helmet upon his brow. What became of the soldier's bones? What became of the soldier's bones? A shuttle, a doorstop, a fiddler's bow. That's what became of the soldier's bones. He found the shuttle still in the shed. He found the thigh bone in the byre. The femur was in someone's barn, under a pile of rusty barbed wire. Inquiries revealed that the doorstop skull was still in Mrs. Sunter's hall, and in the house of Fiddling Dick the bow still hung upon the wall. He put the bones into a museum, and people came for miles to see him. Every afternoon at 3, his wife served wholemeal scones and tea, Mondays and Tuesdays, admission free. But honest men may still sleep sound. The boar's head helmet was never found.
That ballad sequence, Bones, was written, composed and sung to his own penny whistle accompaniment by Bob Pegg.